Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. Maloney and Fourier talking about the big Celtics win last night, 140-129. It was a win. I don't have to call it a big win, but overtime win against Charlotte.
Big win, like game number four.
Yeah, woo! Over Charlotte. So,
must win.
Situations last year, situations again already this year, that annoy the hell out of me, and I think some Celtics fans. Late in games, when you see whether it's inbounds or just bringing the ball down the court and time left, not much time on the clock, you see Tatum with the ball, maybe playing a two-man game with Marcus Smart, and you see Jaylen Brown standing in the opposite corner just standing there. Like, not even involved. And we talk about all the time, like, why they just put Jaylen in the corner? Why are they putting Baby in the corner? It's like he's not even part of the, you know, 30 seconds, last shot, 20 seconds to go, 15 seconds. He's not even part of the play. Just take your man and go in the corner. And I despise it. Well, at least last night, Ime Udoka was asked this. I think Murph asked him last night, you know, why is it that Jaylen's in the corner and it's a two-man game? And it was a good answer. Here's Ime.
Yeah, well, they have their best defenders most of the time. I mean, not just tonight, but every game they're going to have their best defenders on those two guys. So we wanted to pick on Ball late in the game there. If it wasn't Ball, we wanted to put Hayward in it. Those are the guys we were picking on. We put a lot of small pick and rolls. It was either Dennis or Marcus setting it, and we wanted to try to take advantage of Ball. If we involved Jaylen, it'd obviously be two of the best guys, probably Bridges. And our plan was to pick on Ball, use our size, and hopefully they helped and we could kick the ball and get some open shots.
Good answer. And I love the fact that he actually just openly admitted that the plan was to pick on Ball and Gordon Hayward, like defensively, just coming out. Like in regular season, you know, maybe in the playoffs you start talking about like exposing guys defensively like Kemba, you know what I mean? But in a regular season game, yeah, just letting you guys know, our plan was to pick on LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward. And that's what we do. I still hate it.
Why?
I still hate it. Because a two-man game with Tatum and Smart, he throws the ball down to Tatum, and guess who gets double-teamed?
Tatum.
Guess who's wide open?
ooh, Marcus.
And who takes the shot?
Old Marcus or new Marcus?
No, it's just Marcus. So it's like you play this two-man game, and I get it. You know, maybe you can switch, you know, and have, you know, Tatum on Ball, but then there's going to be a double-team coming because it's Tatum, and you're going to kick it to Smart, who's open. If you have Jaylen Brown and Tatum playing a two-man game, do you think they're going to double-team Jason Tatum? I don't care if it's your best defenders. Like, I understand that. But at least Jason Tatum, your best scorer, is one-on-one to a guy. If they'd leave Brown and double-team Tatum, now Brown is wide open for the three or taking it to the hoop, which I feel a lot better about. So I get that not having the two best defenders in the same area. But isn't that just inviting a double team to Tatum and kicking it to an open Smart, which is what nobody wants? Let Tatum go one-on-one. You double-team him, you're going to make a pay with Jaylen Brown.
No, I get it, but I wouldn't overthink and get too uptight about that just based on the fact that it is so early.
But it's their philosophy. It's not going to change.
It is right now, but you could do a two-man game with Jaylen and Tatum. Like, you can do the same thing with that.
Well, based on that reasoning, which I understand, the two best defenders cover these guys. He doesn't want them in small areas. But I still don't like it. Like I think you're going to get more man-to-man on Tatum and let him make a play. And say, listen, if you want to double Tatum because the ball's in his hand, go right ahead. I got Jaylen Brown out here, not Marcus Smart. Because if I'm another coach, like you're playing defense. You're allowing the defense to dictate what you want to do and who you want to make that last shot. Like, it's just a very defensive-minded mindset in my mind. Like, I don't like it at all. Let Tatum be one-on-one. And if you double him, because if I'm another coach, what are you going to do? You're going to see Smart and Tatum play a two-man game? What are you going to do? You're going to double team Tatum all day long and say, Marcus, go ahead. You're 1 for 9. Go ahead, shoot it.
I know. And I think, don't you think, though, want to just assume that that's been addressed? I don't think it's,
Brad did the same thing last year.
I know. And I think a lot of it, I think if you're going to change it, like, listen, if you leave him open and then he's got to shoot the ball. Right? Okay, he's got to. So at that point in time, time permitting, you realize, you know, what you have time, if you have time to pass it off or not. But to me, this is a Marcus Smart growth situation.
1 for 9?
Opportunity. No, that's my point. So if you're working the two-man game and then they're doubling, well, there's going to be another option coming back around.
No, he's like, the option.
No, what you're seeing right now, this is not who they're going to be in another 3 months. It isn't going
to
be.
But I'm just saying, like, defensively, I don't even rotate to him. You know, like, we double team Tatum and somebody up top rotates to Smart because he's open. I wouldn't even do that. I would just stay on Brown, stay on Schroeder, and just say, go ahead.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm not saying that it's not a problem. I'm not saying that. I just believe that everybody knows that that's the outcome. Like, you don't need to be a basketball savant.
Do you like the outcome?
Okay. No, I don't. I've been telling you for years I don't like the outcome.
So
that's the biggest issue.
So stop doing that.
Okay, so to my point to you is, do we really think this is what it's going to be?
Well, again,
it's going to be part of their offense, yes, but it's also not going to be, hey, got to have a type situation. Let's put our team in a situation where we all know what the outcome is.
No, but I
Tatum's going to be doubled. Smart's going to be wide
all
open.
I'm saying is you're looking for differences, right? And I like the way they finished that game because they didn't just rely on the three to get him back. And I think that was one of the reasons why they got back into it. Brown taking it to the basket. Guys taking it to the hoop. Moving the basketball. Not just settling for a difficult three and hoping it goes in. And then we can praise you for a big three to cut the lead to three. Or cut the lead to two. But you know what? More times than not, they miss it. It's still a six-point game. Here comes an easy bucket. It's now an eight-point game. Here comes the next hero three. And now it's an 11-point game and there's a timeout. That's what we saw last year. So I like that part of it. But there was that situation at the end of games. Celtics fans picked up on it all year last year. It was just like, it's a two-man game. And Jaylen Brown takes his defender and just gets him out of the way. So Smart and Tatum can play a two-man game. And it's like, what are we doing? Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's get to them, actually. AJ on the Cape. AJ, what's up? You're a big Marcus Smart fan, huh?
Oh, my God. Like, he's 11 for 40 shooting field goals this year. He's 7 of 29 for 3. We go through this every single season with him. He doesn't know his role. And he's only shot one free throw this season. He doesn't.
He's one for one.
A reason. They leave him open for a reason. Like, when we played the Lakers in the finals, Kobe guarded Rondo. Because Rondo couldn't shoot. Kobe, like, played off and helped defense with everybody else. Rondo didn't shoot because Rondo knew he couldn't shoot. Smart needs to pick up a page out of Rondo's book.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, the book's out on him.
Thanks, AJ.
The book's out on him. I totally agree. Okay, but he's such an enigma to me based on what he brings to you as far as intangibles. Like, things that, and Ime Udoka, he talks about it. Like, things that don't show up on the stat sheet. You know, like, just identifying situations, making a clutch defensive play, aggravating their best player, getting all up in his face, taking charges. Yes, there is a place for that. At what point is it detrimental to the outcome of the game, especially when it matters? Like, first, second, third quarter, I don't care. 8 minutes left in the game, different approach.
I understand, but what bothers me more than anything, we talk about limiting his shots, and you are literally creating a play for him to shoot late.
He likes it.
No, you are by doing
like
what you're doing.
Shot.
Like, you are, you know, you got Tatum out there in the wing, maybe on the post or whatever it is, throw it down, maybe try to back his guy in or make a move. And it's Marcus Smart. Oh, Marcus Smart's on the wing. Tatum's got the ball at the top. He takes it to the basket, and guess who he kicks it out to his right? It's Marcus Smart. Like, you literally, by having these two play a two man game, no one's gonna let Tatum beat you late. You are creating shots for a guy that you're trying to reduce his shot attempts.
Late, with seconds to go. So you tell me what the solution.
Get his ass out of there.
It's not coming out.
Put his ass in the corner.
Here's the problem. See,
and
I used
Jaylen Brown on the wing to Tatum's right. Or Brown on top of the key and Tatum down low if you want.
Okay.
Play a two-man game with those two.
My opinion was this, and I said it last year, that, okay, when the game is in question, 2 minutes left, offensive possession, take him off. If there's
I wouldn't even do that.
Why? No, yes. You listen.
He moves the ball.
They sub all the time, and he is good at assists, okay? So if you don't want him shooting, you got to take him off the court because he is going to shoot. So if you want to remove that from the equation, take him off the court.
Tape his hands together.
They get a shot, timeout, bring him back on.
Put some cuffs on him.
Get all kinky with him.
Like, hand him a lecture.
Hey,
Mark. Roll him out with the mask on.
We're going to get all kinky right now. Come over here, put these handcuffs on. I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is going to be the conversation all year. I love him. I hate him. I hate him. I love him. Oh, my God. I mean, it's not leaving. It's not. And especially when everyone, Ime Udoka is praising you, saying that you won the game for us. I don't care about 40 points. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what he's doing. He's basically sending Marcus Smart a message. Hey, listen. Points suck, dude. Who wants to score points?
I don't
are you
want
kidding
you to
me?
Score 10.
You know what the cool kids are doing? They're playing defense.
We
man.
Know the toughness and the heart and soul of our team comes from him.
Yeah, well, dude, the defense, dude, offense sucks.
All right, we'll see, because they got, what is it, tomorrow night, they got the Wizards.
Oh, yeah, and he played sick. Yeah. He played sick.
Oh, he's got balls.
That's why he shot so bad.
Oh, is that why?
He's had his sniffles.
Is it, you saw something different?
And I would like to say, why is that?
Uncharacteristic Marcus, 1-for-9. You don't normally see that from him.
And for the record, shouldn't COVID eliminate anyone having a flu game ever again?
Kind of, sort of.
There should be no more flu games.
Tatum and Brown have inhalers.
Well, he's a fluke. Yeah, that's
a good
point.
A little overrated.
Like, guys, if you have the flu, they hold you out. Right? Like, hold you out. Like, safety protocol.
You got a fever.
We don't know. We got to get him tested. You got to wait 4 days. Ugh. You got sniffles. 4 days. 5 days. Protocol.
Yeah. Contact tracing. Who is he near?
All right. Listen, we're going to revisit the Celtics a little bit later. But it seems like it's all sunshine and rainbows down there in New England. No question with Gillette, I should say, with the Pats. But was the 41-point destroyal of the Jets more of a Band-Aid for a bigger problem that could be exposed here on Sunday? We're going to get to that next on Maloney and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.